Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
The theme of this lesson is entitled, The Resurrection. What is the testimony we must believe? Confidence in the reliability of the Word of God is encouraged by internal evidence of inspiration. Every thoughtful student of the Bible knows by intuition that the Bible is a product of superior intelligence. Therefore, there has been no serious challenge regarding the authenticity of the Bible. What the Bible reveals to us regarding the resurrection is authentic. It is worthy of acceptance. Let us consider some of the direct references to the resurrection. Those of you who read the New Testament know that the resurrection was an accepted part of the first four books of the New Testament. The writers of the New Testament gave testimony to the resurrection of Jesus. No biography of Jesus is complete without the history of his resurrection. Peter preached the first gospel sermon on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Christ. In that sermon, he declared, "This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we all are witnesses," Acts 2:32. Then he said, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified," Acts 2:36. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said unto them, "Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. They then that received his word were baptized. Acts 2:41. Here we see the firm conviction that Jesus was alive. The resurrection of Jesus was a pivotal fact of an obedient faith. Accordingly, Peter preached in the house of Cornelius, the Roman centurion. After reminding the assembly that Jesus went about doing good and that God was with him, Peter declared, "And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom also they slew, hanging him on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, and gave him to be manifest, not to all the people, but unto witnesses that were chosen before of God, even to us who ate and drank with him, after he rose from the dead." Acts 10:39-41. Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 10:48. Testimony to the resurrection is a central theme in apostolic preaching. Paul preached the resurrection at Athens. Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him. Some said, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods," because he preached Jesus and the resurrection. Paul called upon an idolatrous people to repent. He said, "God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Acts 17:30-31. Now Paul encountered opposition and ridicule. We must remember that it was not the popularity of the doctrine that made him preach it. He proclaimed it because he was convinced it was true. Of this we may be confident. Paul's thesis on the resurrection at 1 Corinthians 15 is a proclamation of the facts that Christ died and rose again. In this connection he said, "So we preach, and so ye believe." Faith is founded upon well-attested facts. Christ arose. We too shall rise. 1 Corinthians 15:12. Paul declared, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead shall give life also to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that dwelleth in you." Romans 8:11. Let us consider now the people who saw Jesus alive. Jesus repeatedly appeared to the witnesses. He ate with them, he drank with them, he conversed with them, he moved with them, and they handled him. John said, "That which we beheld and our hands handled." 1 John 1:1. Jesus called special attention to the fact of his resurrection. He said, "For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Matthew 12:40. Mr. Ingersoll, standing by the side of his brother's coffin, said, "Hope sees a star." The blind poet, standing by the side of Robert Ingersoll's coffin, said, "Perhaps it is better with him now." The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is not made up of words like perhaps or peradventure. Our faith in the resurrection of the dead is founded upon well-attested facts. Luke the historian relates with great simplicity the story of the two travelers to Emmaus. Jesus reprimanded them for slowness of heart to believe the words of the prophets. Beginning from Moses, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Jesus was constrained to stay for the evening meal. To this time their eyes were holden that they should not know him. But now their eyes were open and they knew him. The narrative is simple and direct. This is another example of men giving testimony to the resurrection. The women at the tomb heard the angel say, "He is not here. He is risen." This statement is both informative and emphatic. Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." In response to that confession, Jesus said, "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." John 20:29. This statement has been a comfort to God's people through many generations. Next, he appears unto James, and then he appears to 500 brethren at once. For 40 days he has appeared to different men under different circumstances. His identity and authority were never called in question. Let us consider some of the uses made of the resurrection. The resurrection was used as evidence that Jesus is the Son of God. The Apostle Paul said that it behooved the Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom, said he, I proclaim unto you is the Christ. Acts 17:3. So, the resurrection was one of the fundamental proofs of his divinity. It was the Christ who was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 1:4. Therefore, when we believe that God raised him from the dead, we acknowledge his divine person. The resurrection is used to point up the fact of our own resurrection. We believe, knowing that he that raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also with Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:14. The 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians was written to people who question their own resurrection. The resurrection of Christ is a Christian's guarantee that God who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead shall give life to our mortal bodies. The resurrection was used to encourage people to work for the Lord. Paul declared, "Thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not vain in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 15:58. The saints in Rome were dead unto sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus. The apostle declared, "We were baptized into Christ, and we were baptized into his death." Then he said, "We were buried therefore with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life." Romans 6:3-4. It was Paul who said, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." That is the way we get into Christ. And if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature.